Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
My name is Ian, Simon, and I'm on the staff here team here at Sensei.
Well, I thought I was doing this talk, Ian.
No, I thought I was down for this one.
Oh, this is a bit awkward. I know what you should do. It'll be easy, okay? Let's just take it in turns. You do one sentence of your talk. I'll do one sentence of my talk, and we'll just carry on like that. It'll be fine.
All right. Let's talk about Christmas being a wonderful time, a really wonderful time.
I really want to talk about all the kind of misery and sadness and darkness that surrounds Christmas.
When you look at Christmas lights, you get that warm glow as you feel like a child, and you feel like a child all over again.
It's true, isn't it? As you kind of, you see those Christmas lights and you get that rage inside of you as you think of all the unnecessary fossil fuels that have been burnt to light them.
Well, this afternoon, I want to tell you about the first Christmas lights were candles on Christmas trees to remind us that Jesus is the true light of the world.
And I want to tell you about the dark, dark, darkness that surrounded the very first Christmas.
Simon, what are you talking about? It would be a lot nicer just to talk about the light.
Well, no. Like, listen, all I'm trying to do, Ian, is show people what is in that passage we just had read for us. Because, yeah, I know it talks about Jesus and the light and stuff, but look at verse 5. Look at it. It says, the light shines in the darkness. And I just want to make sure that everybody really understands the dark side of Christmas this year.
But, Simon, it is Christmas. We don't want to talk all about that dark stuff. People haven't come here to feel sad. They come here to feel happy, and that's why I'm talking about light. Look, perhaps I should carry on.
No, absolutely not. Look, this isn't working, really, is it? What have you got in your bag?
Well, it's Christmas, so I've got some chocolates for all the children.
Have you actually?
I have actually got chocolates for all the children. Yeah. Oh, I've got lots of them.
Great.
What about you? What have you got in your
bag? This one? Well, you'll be pleased to know, Ian, I've actually got a present for you.
For me?
Yeah. Do you want to open it and see what it is?
Am I allowed to?
Steve, you're definitely allowed. I know it's not Christmas Day yet.
Let me just...
But you can do it. Go early.
That is really kind of you, Simon.
I know, it's really kind of me.
Some Mr. Grumpy socks.
You're welcome.
So I've got loads of socks, and I don't particularly want Mr. Grumpy socks.
You don't like them, do you?
Well, not...
See, that's the point. You see, Christmas, it's horrible. You see, you give presents to people, and they're just so ungrateful. There's darkness in all of us, isn't there? Do you know £700 million was spent last year on unwanted Christmas presents because of ungrateful people like you, Ian?
But Simon, this is a fun service. Did you plan anything fun?
Ah. I did, actually.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
See, what I have here,
oh, look.
I like to call the Christmas experience. Because you see, it says the Christmas experience on the front. I was going to get a volunteer, but Ian, since you're up here anyway, would you like a Christmas experience?
Yeah, I do. I think Christmas is great. I love all the tinsel.
It looks very Christmassy on the outside, doesn't it? How's it going for you in there?
Well, it's a bit dark, Simon.
Okay, let me just switch these on. Okay, is it better?
No.
Feeling Christmassy yet?
I'm not, it's feeling a bit dark.
You're not, it's just dark in there, is it?
When does it start, this experience?
It will start in just a minute. You just stay there, okay, Ian? You see, we'll come back to Ian in just a minute. I want him to enjoy his Christmas experience in peace, but please do grab these John's Gospels. Look down that first page. I want to just look at those verses again, because John here, as he starts his gospel, he's talking about that very, very first Christmas. He's talking about when Jesus came into the world. He doesn't use the name Jesus. He calls Jesus the Word. That's who he's talking about. And he talks about this figure, the Word, who is God and was with God, who made everything, who is light and life. But then he really does say in verse 5 that this light comes into the world, and the world that he finds is darkness. Do you see it there in verse 5? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And that's the truth, isn't it? That's the truth about this world, really. We know it if we're honest with ourselves. I mean, this year we've seen, haven't we, Greta Thunberg and Extinction Rebellion remind us again and again and again about the problems of climate change and global warming that is caused by us. Watch any nature documentary that you like, and the story's always the same, isn't it? Species being wiped out and eradicated by the direct and indirect actions of human beings. See, it's Christmas time. There is genuinely a lot of darkness out there. Ian, how's your Christmas experience going?
Well, I'm still waiting, Simon. It's still dark in here.
Still dark. Yeah, it's dark. And it's not just climate change, is it? We don't get a whole lot of coverage on it on the news. But right now, in Afghanistan, Mexico, the Yemen, Syria, wars are raging. Tonight there are people who are hungry in refugee camps. This world, this Christmas time, it's dark. Ian, how's it going? Are you starting to feel Christmassy yet?
Simon, it's dark in here, and actually this box smells on the inside.
Well, you just hang tight. You see, I know I'm not being very festive. And I feel like I'm really kind of killing the buzz. But we'll never realise what good news Christmas really is until we understand how bad the bad news is. And the big problem is, it's not just climate change and wars. The darkness isn't just out there, actually. The darkness, it's inside of every one of us. I mean, all of us have our things in life, don't we, that as we look back, we're ashamed of, if we're honest. We look back on them and we think, how could I ever have acted like that? You see, the problem in the world is not just that it's dark out there, it's that it's dark in here. And the Bible calls that that darkness inside of us, it calls it sin. Actually, we sung about sin in that second carol that we just had just now. We sang, "With sorrow brought by sin and strife, the world has suffered long, and since the angels sang have passed 2,000 years of wrong." The world is dark, and it's into that darkness that Jesus comes. He comes into the mess of this world, full of messy people like us, and he does come to shine a light into our darkness. Ian, how are you doing in there?
When's it going to begin, Simon? When's this Christmas experience going to begin?
It's actually going to begin right now, because into the darkness, Jesus came, and light shone. Ian, I think you've got something about light today. Do you want to take it from here?
I have. Well, just as Simon said, into this dark and broken world came light, came Jesus. Did you hear how our Bible reading referred to Jesus as that light? He's the only one who can deal with the darkness in our world and in our hearts. Jesus is like this light. When I shine this light into the darkness goes. I would shine it at you, but the last time I did that in a service, I got a complaint afterwards. It's that bright. When I shine this light into the darkness goes. Jesus is like this light. Jesus is like the light in your bedroom. When you go up to your bedroom at night, you get to your bedroom, it's dark, and then you turn on your light, and the room becomes light. Jesus is like the light in your bedroom that gets rid of the darkness. What that light does in your bedroom, Jesus will do in your heart. Only Jesus can deal with the darkness in our hearts. Only he can deal with the bad that's in our hearts. Because unlike us, he is the light. He is good. But there's another reason he can deal with the darkness in our hearts. And that's because he took the punishment that we deserve for the darkness in our lives. Imagine you've done something really bad, really dark, and the police find out. They take you off to a court, to a judge, and the judge gives you a punishment, a fine, money to pay. And yet, when it comes to paying that fine, you have no money yourself to pay it. And yet the judge, instead of condemning you, he gets out his wallet
and he pays that fine for you himself. Jesus is like that judge. He took the punishment that we deserve, and he paid for it with his life on the cross. And that's why we have a cross here at the front of the church. And that's why in this church we have a light in it. Notice the timing there? Jesus, the light, died for our darkness, but he came back to life and is alive now. Jesus, the light, has won over darkness. Well, how do I let Jesus deal with the bad, with the darkness in my heart? Well, it's three things. It's praying three things. It's sorry, thank you, and help. Sorry, I am sorry for all the bad things in my life. Thank you. Thank you for dying to take away the darkness in my life. And help. Please help me to live for you. I'm going to pray that prayer now. And if you'd like to, please join in with saying amen afterwards. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are sorry for all the bad things in our lives, all the dark. Thank you for dying to take away the darkness in our lives. Please help us to live for you. Amen.